Question 5. Practice 2. Conversation. Listen to a conversation. Take notes on the problem presented and the possible solutions suggested.
Hi, Scott. You didn't look too happy in philosophy class. What's going on?
I'm having a rough time in that class.
Why? What's the matter?
I bombed the midterm exam. Meanwhile, the coach is pushing us to get ready for a tournament, and I've got tennis practice every day. I just don't have time to read all the books we're assigned.
No sweat. I had that problem with basketball and literature last year, but I found a good way to handle it.
Really? How did you handle it?
Well, you don't need to read entire books page by page to understand them. Read quick summaries or critical notes, then only the book's key passages. Doing this is a lot faster. It also gives you insights and ideas you'd probably miss in the book itself.
I don't know. It sounds like it's still a lot of reading and a bit complicated, too.
Okay, well, here is another idea. How about coming to my study group? We meet once or twice a week at my place and sit around talking about the readings for an hour or so.
I guess it would save me reading time if I could hear and discuss ideas in the books with others.
It's fast and fun. Key points of readings get covered, and we relate them to lecture topics that are going to be on the tests. Talking about this stuff is also the best way to remember it.
All right, count me in.